I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week, I'm tired. I'm so tired. Here's the thing about being a computer geek. And my job, you know, my regular job is as a systems architect with UNC Healthcare, specifically at High Point Regional. And I tell you what, sometimes things break in the computer world. And that's what happened Saturday. Yes, it was Saturday. Feels like a week ago. But anyway, Friday night I go to bed and, you know, it was one of those nights I just couldn't sleep very well. I don't know why it was. But anyway, I just got up. I went into the living room about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm doing computery stuff, typing away, just, you know. And then I thought, well, Saturday I'll take it easy. Saturday, I got a call a little bit before noon, and ended up being on a computer support call from noon all the way through till 4 the next morning. All the way. 17 hours. So I'm tired. I only got a couple hours sleep, maybe 3-4 hours sleep last night at the most. So if I'm dragging a little, you'll know why, okay? So anyway, but we're going to have a show. I'm determined one way or another, we're going to have a show. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the Internet Association, the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I'm punchy. I'm so tired. Oh, yeah. So the blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Fred, I'm glad you're spry. I'm not. What? See, he does that. You should be kinder, Fred. He's just not, though. Anyway, you know what? I forgot to wear my hat. Hold that thought. I have a hat. Is that better? I'm so tired. And I do have water. Unopened. They make these things harder to open all the time. Particularly when you're tired. Yes, water. Water. Good. Wow. I'm so punchy. Okay. The blog. I was talking about the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Okay. And on that blog, we have articles. And on those articles are the basis upon which I do this show when I'm conscious. This is the unconscious edition. Chrome is fine. I'm going to spill my water. That wouldn't have been good. That would have woke me up because the cold water would hit my pants and never mind. Chrome fights against Flash. Flash, as you know, good old Adobe Flash, or not so good old Adobe Flash, depending, has been used to infect machines with malware. And so Google has told us that Chrome will start automatically pausing Flash content on pages. So there you go. So it's fighting against the Flash takeover of your screen. Whoa. You know, it's kind of like, have you ever heard fizzing, like carbonated drinks? Psss, that's what's happening in my brain. Fizz. Yes, Fred. See, Fred remembers. See, he and I go a long way back. We've been buddies for a long time. And Fred knows that I used to talk about, see, I have never imbibed in alcoholic beverages. Just never have. However, I used to talk about being carbonated. I'd drink enough diet drinks and whatever, and I'd get carbonated because of the fuzzy, sparkly things in your head. So, there's a red something behind me. Oh, no, I know what it is now. It's the red dot on the screen telling me that I'm recording. I thought it was behind me. Whoa. I'm so tired. Okay, I'm serious. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not. I kept thinking, what's that over my hat that is red? And you're thinking, I don't see anything. No, because it's the red record dot. Anyway, Star Trek Renegades. Star Trek Renegades started this week on YouTube. I had great hopes for Star Trek Renegades. I thought, wow, Tuvok himself, you know, from Voyager, is going to be on. And so's Walter Koenig, who will be an admiral. Dude, this is going to be great. Well, it's not great. Okay? I'm trying to be kind here. It's just, it's okay. Now, it has some good ideas. It has some neat things. Don't get me wrong. Icheb is there from Voyager. I mean, there's just all kinds of cool stuff involved. Admiral Paris from Voyager was on it. Good stuff. However, as much homage as they made to past Star Trek, it didn't feel very Star Trek-y. It didn't have the positive vision of the future. It was kind of dark. And just kind of, you know, it's like the bad guys were the good guys. Everything was reversed kind of feeling. Now, it's not to say that I don't think it might have a chance to be good. But you watch it for yourself and you decide for yourself. Okay? It's called Star Trek Renegades. It's available. The complete film is available on the blog, the aforementioned drbill.tv. If you go there, it's linked there. You can watch yourself. And then, of course, Star Trek Axanar is coming. I have great hopes for that as well, so hopefully that will be truly awesome. What I have seen of it so far, the previews and so forth, are awesome. More water. Okay, so, Fred, would you like to do this show? See there? This is what I put up with. Anyway, yeah, I'm cheaper than you are, right? Sigh. Anyway, have you upgraded to Windows 10? I have. If you have upgraded to Windows 10, whatever you do, don't use OneDrive. That's Microsoft's cloud product. Just don't use it yet. Because what it'll do, it will do some crazy things to your system, and it will make it to where you can't save documents even to your own documents folder. Yeah, that's good. Good old Microsoft. They're making your computer so secure you can't even use it yourself. Anyway, there's supposed to be a patch coming out. Okay, and I have a possible way to fix it if it's already happened to you. And I got it kind of working for me, but I'm a risk taker, as you well know. So, I say at the end of that article that Microsoft is evil to mess my computer up like it did. I'm telling you. The Amazon Echo gets new features. Amazon Echo now plays music books from multiple accounts, and it gains BART schedules. Now, if I was in the Bay Area, that would be good. That's Bay Area Transit. Personally, I don't care that I can look at Bay Area Transit. I'm in North Carolina. BART schedules. Well, there you go. The Amazon Echo got a little more useful on Friday, both for families and those who live in the San Francisco Bay, California area, which I don't. Folks that use BART, the regional rail line north of Silicon Valley, can have travel times read aloud by Alexa using Echo's new BART time skill. Yes. She went bloop because I said her name. See, I have her in there. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 7:06.
See? I don't know if you heard that or not. Said the time was 7:06, which means it's a Sunday evening at 7:06. Eastern time. I'm carbonated. And I'm drinking water. Okay. So, it has other skills as well. You can switch accounts. And by doing that, I could like tap into my wife's account. She has Amazon Prime. And so, I could use Amazon Prime things. So, cool. Now, whoa! Ed, you might, when I'm feeling this fuzzy, you might want to give me a little warning on the Geek Software of the Week drumroll. That's what that was, the Geek Software of the Week drumroll this week. Geek Software of the Week is a Geek Software of the Week update. Okay, we do updates every so often when they update the software because it's highly useful. And in this case, it's highly useful for a good reason. If you've upgraded to Windows 10, like I talked about earlier, then you may want to eventually later reinstall Windows 10. So if you do, you're going to need to have the install code key thing. So what you're going to need to do is get this software. Geek Software of the Week software this week is Speccy. Speccy. Yes. In other words, it gives you the specs of your machine. It tells you all about it. Like, this is an actual screenshot of mine. Windows 10 Pro 64-bit, Intel Core i5, 2400 at 3.1 gigahertz, Sandy Bridge technology. I mean, it tells you all kinds of good stuff. 16 gig of memory, dual channel, DDR3. I mean, you know, all kinds of good info. But the thing that I don't show here is if you click on the operating system, it will give you the key, the license key, for your operating system, which in this case is Windows 10 because I've upgraded. So that way I can make a copy of that key. And if I ever need to later install Windows 10 over, I have my key. And since the upgrade, see, allows you to upgrade to Windows 10 and you don't have a key, otherwise you need to know these things. So Speccy is a good way to know that, as well as all this other information that's good to know. Right? Good. You know, I plan to sleep tonight. I'm actually thinking about it. Looking forward to it. Yes, I am. Anyway, Parallels 11 for Mac. Now, if you're like me, you not only use personal computers, PCs. That's what PC stands for, in case you didn't know. Anyway, I use those, a lot of those, but I also use a MacBook Pro. And my MacBook Pro, sometimes I like to run a Windows program on a MacBook Pro, and you say, but how can you do that? You can do that with Parallels. Parallels is software that basically gives you a virtualization layer on your Mac, and then you can install Windows 10. Still have to license it. Matter of fact, this is a good time to do it because you have Windows 7. You can actually upgrade from Windows 7 or Windows 8, 8.1, whatever, to Windows 10. And Parallels supports Windows 10. It also supports the latest version of the Mac OS that's coming out, which will be starts with a C. I'll get it. Hold on. It will be El Capitan. I didn't find it. I just finally thought of it. Yes, there it is. El Capitan. Well, the Capitan starts with a C. The L part starts with an E L for the captain. Not really. I just make it up as I go along. But anyway, this article by Sarah Mitroff from CNET says Parallels, the software program that lets you run OS X and other operating systems side by side on a Mac computer. In other words, you could run OS X on OS X. That would be weird. Anyway, is getting an upgrade. Version 11 ushers in support for the two newest OSs in 2015. Windows 10 and the forthcoming OS X El Capitan. It promises to be much faster, up to 50% in some cases, than the versions before it. It's awesome. And you can integrate Windows apps right into your Mac desktop through Parallels, which is cool because it means I can do things like eSword, you know, my eSword Bible for Windows, I can run on the Mac. Now, there's also an eSword for the Mac, which is new. But there you go. All the video editing tools that I use, which are on the PC, I can run on the Mac through Parallels. It can be confusing, but it's true. Anyway, so Parallels 11, I got the upgrade and some water of Parallels, and I installed it, and I upgraded Windows 10 for my Windows PC part that was under Parallels to Windows 10. So life is good. I did notice that OneDrive was on it. So I just shut it down, and I'm going to wait for the patch. I'm not going to go around monkeying with the file permissions. I'm just going to let it ride. You know what I'm saying? Just let it ride. Okay, so that should do it for this week. I'm going to get some rest. Oh, by the way, the work that we were doing at work on the computery stuff that broke, fixed. Yes, I'm quite happy about that. If you're gonna blow 17 hours of your time, it's good to have good results. Yes. So join us again next time. Remember, until then, that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.